Okay. We spoke yesterday about the second level of the Betochen, what we call Rashi's level. That's the higher level. That's Rebbe Akiva v'Chaveiros, as opposed to Moshe, as opposed to the Shittas HaBetochen of the Chayim Selevov, as Tzadik v'Toivlo and Tzadik v'Ralo. We brought to the marshal of the father playing Machbuim. Playing hide and seek with his kid. The more the kid grows up, the more mature he gets, the wiser the kid gets, the more difficult places the father has to find to hide. And we saw and discussed that and we spoke about that. Okay, let's take the next step. Kuf Ayin Gimel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Kel Mistater. Oilu Miloshen Hela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitchabe V'Nela Mitanu V'Tafkideinu Hu L'Gal Lo Soy. Nifla V'Noyim. What's your mission in the world? Is to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Hester. The whole world is one big Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's what the world is. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. There is only that. So how do you go about getting in touch with that? So we said when Klal Yisrael is very young and the immature, Kodesh Baruch has to reveal himself more. After we come into Eretz Yisrael, we matured a little bit. So Kodesh Baruch Hu starts hiding himself a little bit more. Shaftim, the period of the Malachim, the Shaftim. Then we had the Churban. And now we're at the bottom of Kuf Ayin Gimel. We can carry on from yesterday. Lamtzenu lamdim shedavka hester v'achoshet mechichin ki hisbogaranu. It's dafka when you look at the world we're living in, and it's dafka the hiddenness and the darkness that proves that we've grown up, we've matured. It doesn't seem that, but that's what he's saying. The kealinu bedarga, we've gone up a level. We're saying something else here, though. You're right. We have to address that. Well, yeah, we're saying something else. Rav Miller said that the Golus would have happened even if we'd never did it in Aveira. The Golus was lechatchila had to happen anyway. Of course, Boko dressed it up. You did this, from that. But the Golus was a lechatchila had to be, it was wired into the system. The tzarich here, the law portion. Wait, you're 100% right. Yeah, no, no cause and effect. Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no cause and effect. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu and a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. And there's a need for golos in the world. So ship, your working doesn't cause panasa.
There's no need for
That's another discussion we have to have.
And then the cause.
They have to discuss that as well. Adam Rishon's chet was also wired into the system. We have to understand that that's a big sugin. I'm not going into it now. Don't get confused because once you've seen and understood it, we're not going down that path. We'll see when we get there. We're going to deal with it very, very soon, but probably after Pesach, we'll get there. You have to understand there's two different hanhogas in the world, and you have to know where you function. Where we function at the moment, you're 100% right. We went into Golas because of the Aveiras, and Adam Rishon, the whole story happened because of the Chet Adam Rishon and the Chet Eagle. 100%. Well, we're talking now at a slightly different perspective, which is not a spirit to what we say. How to mishalev these two things together.
Everything is everything now.
No, don't go there. Don't try and go there because you need more facts before you go there.
Right now, his head was also a change of anaga.
Huh?
When I'm selling going to
the whole, there was also a change of anaga, not through an Aveira, through an Alien Darga.
I'm gonna relax.
You relax when you've got all the facts, then you can grapple with it. Let's not try. Let's just take one small step at a time. But Shmuel's question is correct, and we have to see.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you're after the middle of shit.
This is the middle of my working day.
This is the middle of my working day as well. I'm getting paid for it. I'm getting paid a salary to work. If I take time off, if you refuse, I'll fire me.
Stop telling me that. Get off.
Look what we're learning. Okay, so we'll come back. We have to deal with that for sure. For sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tears Mitzrayim. Let's not forget to come back to this. Okay? We'll come back to it round about Daf Reish Pei Gimel. We're on Kuf Ayin Hay. So you're not that far. Do the math. Tears Mitzrayim. Vesha. No, I'm not going to help you. I mean, it'll help you, but not for this part. Yetzias Mitzrayim b'shah shenigla aleinu melech malchei malochim b'kvoido b'atzmoi k'vishenema ani v'lo malach ani v'lo sarav b'shah yetzias Mitzrayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us b'kvoido b'atzmoi, as it says, it was me, no malach, me, no sarav lo yisalanu b'reire u'migoidel metikus gilo elokus. Hashem standing in front of him, he's got himself 100% clearly to you. Well, you're not going to be makabel his malchus. Of course you're going to. You don't have a choice. Kasher also shifcha layam, mashelo ro yecheskel ben buzi v'shah malachim. You know what it was that Yecheskel saw, that they saw even more than him? What? Let's get sidetracked for 1 second. This is fascinating. Rav Hutna asked this kasha. It says, "Ro shivcha layam, shelo roy Yecheskel ben Buzi v'shah neviv." Why don't you just say v'shah neviv or shah neviv or Yecheskel? What's Yecheskel? V'shah neviv. What was so special about Yecheskel that he gets mentioned? Ever thought about that? It says we all say it. Every kid in Gan knows this. Does it make a song about it? What? Oh. What's with Yecheskel? So if you tell me it's because of Maisa Makova, Yecheskel was Maisa Makova. That's what I always thought. Not true. Because Yishai Novi also had a Maisa Makova, and Chazal tell us his Maisa Makova was higher than Yecheskel. So you say Yishai, not Yecheskel. What did Yecheskel see? He saw an Adam on the throne. What does that mean? What's pshat? You know, a king has a throne. And on his throne is the coat of arms of the country. What is the coat of arms? Coat of arms represents the mission, the vision, the ideology, the whatever you want to call it, the nature of the kingdom. What's on Hashem's throne? Adam. Means what's the whole Bria about? Adam. That's the whole of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's all it's about. Okay, just to be continued at another time. The lowest of the low could point with a finger and say, "Zeh keli man vayu." Voice says, "Shayelei sheich shelo ye matzav shel u'malchusay beratzon kiblu aleihem." Imagine anybody standing at that moment and saying, "Well, I don't really know. Is there a God? Isn't there a God? I don't know. I'm not sure." You're pointing with your finger and saying, "Zeh keli man vayu." You makabel malchusay. You mean makabel malchus? No. There's no doubts. Who was the choreographer of this whole event? Moshe Rabbeinu. Got it? Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoitzieschel Me'eretz Mitzrayim via Moshe. Poshut. In a blazing flash of glory, there was no doubt. No one stood at Hasina and said, "Phew, I don't know. You know. You know, could have been maybe a nice firework display. I don't know who says everybody at Kriyas Yamsuf, everybody at Sinai saw what they saw. No doubt. You're not going to be Makabal or Malchus Shemayim then. You have a choice. Lumazois, Rabbi Akiva Miyatzeg, is it kravus or shall Knesset Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu machmas atzmo? Rabbi Akiva and his mahalach is where you draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you makabal malchus shemaim from within yourself, not because of what's going on outside, because what's going on outside really does raise doubts. We are confused. We don't see open miracles. We don't see the anoichi so clearly. Not betoich the giloi. There's a matzef of giloi where everything's clear. There you makabal malchus shemaim. Now it's all hidden. Pitch black, the lights go off. And you penetrate and you push yourself into that darkness and you magale the anoichi in the darkness, in the hester. That's Rabbi Akiva. Anachnu mechapsim magalim oitzim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kol mokrim. You have to go look and you have to work and you have to find and you have to dig very deep. It's called imunah as opposed to emes. Emes is when you see everything the way it is. No clouds. Imunah is when you're not seeing it and you have to go look for it in the dark. Where does the kid find his father? In the lion's suit. Where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu? In the enemy. This lion's coming to kill him and he knows it's my father, it's fine. In the worst Hester. גם כאשר שייטים את בסולו של רבי עקיבא במויקלים, במקוילים. They're scraping his flesh off his body. הוא מוצא את השם, די איסי את הנויכי. כאשר יוצא נשמע סבא, איכו, די he comes to the הקורא. אבל השם אלוקן השם אחד, there were no Romans. There were no Nazis. That's the גילוי of the הנויכי in the Hester. We're getting a feeling that's a much higher level than being Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yam Suf. B'fusemesu Akina Nemer B'tisha Bav V'hab B'tfutza Is Yisrael. One of the kinas we say in certain communities on Tisha B'av is a kina Zukayemes HaKabbalah It goes through comparing Yetzias Mitzrayim to Yetzias Yerushalayim. Well done, Kina. The kol bais shel Kina yesh chazora al isin akudim uhutis. Goydel haligoyim shezechino lehem betzayseinu mitzrayim. Lumas Gradle a Hest of a Hoshek Shahaya Manas Kelkainu Kashi Yitzonim Yerushalayim Legolas Amara. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, there was enormous Giluim. Hashem was Magal himself in the world. Yet when we got taken out of Yerushalayim, it was pitch black, darkness. There was no blaze of glory flash of a Kodesh Baruch Hu at that moment. It was all just Nebuchadnezzar and his troops. And the base of Mikdash burning. No Ananakova, no Gilu Shechina, Hester Hasti. That's the kina. Compares the two. Al pi pshutam shel dvarim, kina zu bo b'matara lo'ir liftoch es halev kedei lekoina l'alchubam beis mikdashen. What are the kinas there? Well, they're there to arouse us, to get us in the mood for mourning the churban. Kashe b'mokam oz yoshir, we're not saying Oz Yoshir, what we did by Kriyas Yam Suf. We're sitting down and saying Eicho. Horrific, horrific stories. We're welcome Aaron for Moshe, Gimelda, Nebuchadnezzar, the Andrinus Kaiser. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron taking us out of Mitzrayim. We have Nebuchadnezzar and his troops taking us out of Yerushalayim. Looks like a very different kind of a story, yeah? Ulam oimek Rabbi Yisrael. Yeah. Ulam oimek Rav Noisev Tomen B'divra Amakoyim. But there's another depth here. Alibet de'emes, oise gilu shah b'tzeisim Mitzrayim, choyzol atzmoy gam b'tzeisim Yerushalayim. That gilui that happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim was the same Giloy that happened with Tzeitzim Yerushalayim. The externality of it was very different. But what's lurking in there is exactly the same. Shama Kodesh Baruch Hu lo nigala aleinu. Lehefek hu haya musta b'hasta b'toich hester. But when we went out of Yerushalayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't reveal himself to us. Adarava. It was a total hiddenness. Hester b'toich hester. B'matzav zeh anu giluni otoh. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem was Megal himself to us. By Yetzias Yerushalayim, we were Megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He hid himself. What did we do? We found him. Lefech, who are you, Muslim? The Matzav Zeh, Anu Giluyin Itoy, Oysoy. We ma'ad l'kol masach ha-choyshech ha-obim b'yoysa. We penetrated through all the clouds, all the mosque. We penetrated through that. That's what we saw. It says Yerushalayim. Exactly what they saw there. But there you got it given for nothing. And yeah, you worked for it. You penetrated into the darkness and you extracted it for yourself. Shnei Sugim shall Leil Haseda Hebi Klalisol if Nekisa Kobot. We have two types of Leila Seder that Klal Yisrael present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Kisa Kovet. I don't know. Discussing a very broad principle here. Miloda Bidyuk Havu. Two revelations of Hashem, the one where you get given it for nothing, and the other one where you need to go dig it out. Stage two. The first Leila Seder, then Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael, ready to go out of Mitzrayim, sitting in their homes, eating the Korban Pesach, with a Gilu Shechina that there never was. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Vrei V'atzmoi, Nigal Aleim, Kefi Shenema, Ani V'lo Malach. Hashem Dafka, Ani V'lo Malach, which was the pinnacle of what the whole of the Makkos were for. The Chiddush Arim says, to get from the Esser Maimorois, the world was created with, to get to the Esser Dibrois at HaSinai, you need to go through Esser Makkos. The Chiddush Arim. What is the insight what he's talking about? The Esser Maimorois hid Hashem. You need to go through the Esser Makkos to unravel that hiddenness, to be able to receive the Torah in the Esser Dibrois. How did the Esser Maimorois hide Hashem? What was in the world before Hashem said Anoichi? Hashem, ain't not your body. There was nothing else. Each one of the Mamorim hid Hashem more and more in the world. Now you have a sea, you have moons, you have stars. Those things are called Eilam. They near them, they hide Hashem. They hide Hashem. You can start thinking what the Pharaoh said. Hashem. I see a world. It's always there. The world runs. Who's the biggest hider of Hashem in the world? Adam. Adam. There's no bigger hider of the world of Hashem in the world than Adam. That's the exact opposite of look at the Makkos. Vilna Gaon points this out. Others point this out. The Makkos are in opposite direction of the Maimorois. Each Makkah metakens, so to speak, one of the Maimorois, but it does it in reverse. Yeah. The great works, the Maharal works through. Let's take, for example, the first and the last one we'll come to, the more complicated. Let's take the second one. Vayehi Or. What's the second last Makkah? Kosher. What's the last makkah? Makkah b'chayres. What's the first statement? Anoichi. Adam. Adam, in the state of b'chor, if you can't go into now, is the biggest master of Anoichi. Anoichi comes along to say, who's the Anoichi? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha or Anoichi? My life, my agenda. That's Paro. No, what's Paro? Who's Hashem? There's Hashem in the world. What sorts that out? Makas b'chayres. Now you know, just
Ani Hashem.
Ani Hashem, yeah. Just to point out, because of this, yeah, that's what got me going. Ani Velo Malach. What would be so bad if it was done by a Malach? Let's take Makas b'chayres. That was the peak, the pinnacle. There Hashem says Ani Velo Malach. And by the way, Hashem warns Paro before the makkas even start. He tells Moshe, tell Paro if he doesn't get his act together, I'm going to wipe out all the b'chayres. Something with the makkas b'chayres is right at the beginning of the story. Listen to this, it's mamash nifla. Why did it have to be Hashem himself? What would have been so terrible? The other makkas were, we don't say anibal or malach. What would have been so terrible if all the b'chayres died as a result of a malach? It would have been any less of a miracle? Let them die by Malach. What was the, and also, what was the big miracle? If I would ask you, what's more like, wow, water becoming blood or people die? People die. It's not a very unusual event. Okay, there was a miracle. Yeah, they all died at the same time. It was only the B'chayres, instead of miracle. But there were much more fire and water in the same thing coming crashing down. And only hitting the mitzvah animal, a Jewish animal standing next to it doesn't get hit. And when you're drinking the water, it's what he's doing. That's much more like amazing. People die at midnight. Midnight. That's when they die. Midnight. The big tool here about midnight. Ani velo malach. What's going on here? The ultimate gil of a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to happen now. How does it happen? So the Rishonim say, had it been done by a malach, you know what had to be done by Hashem? The Rishonim said that had it been done by a malach, by another agent, it would have needed a maisa. People don't just die. It would have needed a sword or a machine gun. It would have needed a maisa. Okay, so gesunte, it's a do a maisa. What's the problem? Why does it have to be dafka by Hashem? Because what's happening at Makas B'chayres is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking away the final veil. That hid himself in when he said Anoich. The last makkah is undoing the first maimah. Anoichi, the whole world is one big Anoichi. If it gets done by a malach, it requires a maisa. And so what? To be a maisa? Then it can't be b'chatzos. What's chatzos? We spoke about this one. How long is chatzos? How long?
No, split
a split second? No. It does not exist. There are 6 hours before Chatzos and 6 hours after Chatzos, and there are only 12 hours in a day. Chatzos has no time whatsoever. For a malach to kill somebody at Chatzos is impossible. Can't happen. Because he needs a maisa. And a maisa takes time. You know what dafka had to happen at Chatzos? The Briskerov, I think, brings us down. Also, they asked, who is it? I can't remember. The Rogachiva. When did the Mitzrim die? At Makas B'chayres. So you would say, Chatzos. It's impossible because Chatzos doesn't exist. You know when they died? You know what his answer was? Before Chatzos, they were alive. And after Chatzos, they were dead.
They didn't get killed.
They died at Chatzos. That's impossible. You're right. Anivel or Malach. That's the biggest gilu of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If they die at Chatzos, it could only be Hashem. There's nothing else that could have done that. Everybody dies at the same time at Chatzos. Chatzos doesn't exist. How did that happen? Before Chatzos, they were alive. And after Chatzos, they were dead. Something happened here where there was no time. That's Ani Hashem Velo Malach. Nifla V'Noira. And that brings back what was hidden by the Anoichi, which is Adam. Adam had the Anoichi bigger than anybody. Now you can go to mitzvah.
No.
No. Because then you have 12 hours and 1 second of the day. And we know that you only have a 12-hour day.
It's the beginning of the next
You're being a bit more lenient than him. He said a split second. You're saying a second. A split second is time. There's no time at Chatzos. Chatzos is above time. Even Moshe Rabbeinu says Kechatzos. Because Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get Chatzos. The lawyer Choliot. That's why it says Kechatzos.
You couldn't
say Chatzos. It doesn't know. There's no, it doesn't exist Chatzos. That's an evil or malach. And that you have to see not at Mitzrayim as well, you have to see that at Churban Beis Hamikdash. Rav Pinkas said the greatest revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, listen to this. Rav Pinkas said the greatest revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in our annual cycle is Tisha B'Av. That's where the biggest gilu of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world is. Tov. You see a kid running across the road,
yeah,
and a bus comes swinging past him, just missing. He gets to the other side and he tumbles onto the pavement. And people run up to him, kid, are you okay? Whatever, and a little sucker gives him a lollipop, and someone gives him a glass of water. And up walks one guy, whatever, picks him up and gives him a clap. It's the time that people still were allowed to clap their children. They knew how to, so they were allowed to. We don't know how to, so we're not allowed to. Chaval for the kids, but anyway, that's a mitzvah. Who's that? Who's the guy that just gave him a clap? His father. Everybody can give you sweets and presents, but only a father loves the kid enough to give him a punch. Why is Tisha B'Av Dafkin in the month of Av? To remind you, Zetati. Who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Ani Hashem says, Ani Chayv L'Shalom Al Avira. I have to pay for the Beis HaMikdash because I destroyed it. The Gilui that happened in Tzitzit Yisrael, Anivel or Saraf, Anivel or Malach, that's what happened to Tisha B'Av. Nebuchadnezzar can destroy the Beis HaMikdash? How? How did he destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Are you crazy? Beis HaMikdash is one big nest. How's he going to destroy it? He can't. God is both who destroyed it. Ground wheat, you ground. That's the Loshon of Nebuchadnezzar. You ground wheat. This is basically just destroyed long ago. First by Klal Yisrael, but more by Kodesh Baruch. That's it. Anoich Hashem Elkecha, Shaitzeich Semer Mitzrayim. It's the same Anoich. Which is the higher darga, which is the bigger avoider Tisha B'Av. Because there you mamash medallion yourself. That's why Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Because we Megala Hashem, not that he dances for us. We find him in the darkness. There were people that knew how to do that.